I enjoyed it. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Revelation 21, verse 3. We're going to be reading several verses. Going to have a comparison today between heaven and hell. And you'd think there'd be no comparison, that everybody wants to go to heaven. But let's look at what the Bible says. It said, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And then it tells us in Luke chapter 16, you know, one of these days we're going to tabernacle with God in that place that he has prepared for those that love him. But there's also a choice, and I think we recognize today that there's not only heaven, which is a beautiful place, and we're going to talk about that, but there's also hell. And the Bible tells us in chapter 16 of the book of Luke, and I'm just going to pick out a couple of verses here. It says in verse 23, and in hell. Now the rich man died, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments. And then the scripture goes on down and talks about him crying out, Lord, send Lazarus down with just a drop of water on the tip of his finger, that he might cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. A little further down, it talks about, but there's a great gulf fixed. And that even if folks would want to go and help those in hell, they cannot. Neither can those in hell get out. Now, the Bible also tells us that there is a narrow road that leads to heaven, and few there be that travel that way. And then on the other hand, there is a broad road that leads to hell, and many. So the most popular of the two places seems to be hell. Now we know that's probably not true. Most folks don't think about where they're going to spend eternity after this life is over. But you know, I think it behooves all of us not only to think about it, but make preparation for that hour. Because we are going to leave the walk of this life one of these days, and we want to make sure where we're going. Hell is real. It is eternal. It's a place where the fire is not quenched, and the worm dieth not. In other words, you never pass out of existence. You'll have all your senses. You will go there and you will be able to feel the pain, the fire, and all the torments. And really, fire is just one of the torments of hell. There are many others. Hell is an awful place. But it seems like that's where the majority are headed. On the other hand, in heaven, and I always like to think about heaven, there's no sickness there. There's not any sorrow. There's not any death. Now, I know all of us go through times when we have family that are sick and dying, and then they leave the walk of this life, and there's an emptiness in our hearts, and it breaks our heart. There's separation. But in heaven, there'll be no separation. There will be no more doctor's appointments. There will be no more MRIs or CAT scans or all those pills that they give out. No more heart disease. No more cancer. No more diabetes. In fact, my doctor, he says diabetes. There'll be no more arthritis. There'll be no more walkers or strollers or hospital beds. No more artificial hips, no more artificial knees. Heaven will be a place where all of that's gone. There'll be no artificial anything. Yeah. There'll not be a single funeral home in heaven. I hate those places. I mean, I know they're needed, but I sure don't like them. But there'll be no more funeral homes. There'll be no more cemeteries. All of these things will be missing when we get to that place called heaven. In fact, the Bible said there's nothing up in heaven that works abomination or makes a lie. There's nothing there that is unclean. There's no crime or no violence of any kind. Heaven is the place where God is. Now, God has always been with us because we know he is omnipresent. That is, there's no place in this world where God is not. And I can tell you today that he is here in this place. Isn't it wonderful that the great God of heaven will visit us and minister to us? Now, we come to praise and worship him, but he's here to minister to us and supply and meet your need. He knows exactly where you are and what you're going through. And he's here to meet your needs. What a wonderful God that we have. We cannot see God. He is spirit. In fact, the Bible said God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But there was a time when we got a glimpse of him. Back in the time that's called the fullness of time. When God sent down his son out of heaven, born of a virgin, and he lived among us for 33 years, robed in human flesh. And the reason why he died was because he loved us. Now, he knows that that road that is broad, there are many there be that travel that way, but it's not the will of God that any perish, but that all come to repentance. He sent his son in order for that to be able to happen. He loves us. I don't understand why he loves us like he does, but he does. God is here. We have seen him in the rainbow after a good rain, a shower of blessing. And God sends that rainbow out to tell us that this is my token, my sign, that I'll never destroy the world by water again. Wow. We see God in miracles of salvation. When somebody walks down the aisle that's been a hardened, wretched sinner, black-hearted and mean and vile, and they come to an altar of prayer, and they say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and they get up a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. In heaven, the Bible tells us we will live with him. He will tabernacle with the people of God. Today we find ourselves searching for him, waiting for him, wondering about him. When, Lord, are you going to come back the second time? You promised that you would come. Well, I'm here to tell you it's still on his agenda. What he has promised, he will fulfill. One day he will split the eastern sky and we'll all see him. We'll bow before him that is King of kings and Lord of lords. He is the great I am. Heaven will be special because our Lord is there. But also all the redeemed saints of God will be there. Abraham, the father of the faithful, there'll be Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Noah and his sons that built that ark in 120 years. And all the saints of God past will be there. There'll be New Testaments Peter, James, John, all the disciples, because they accepted Christ as their personal Savior. They'll all be there. But I'm here to tell you this morning that there'll be some loved ones that we know, that we've walked with on the face of this earth, that we've talked with, that they're going to be there. I've got loved ones over there. Virginia has loved ones over there. Brother Bill's got loved ones over there. Sister Norma's got loved. All of us have loved ones over there. Harold's got some loved ones. Yes. But you know, the good news is that when you die, all you do is just lay down this robe of flesh. It's wearing out anyway. That's why you have all these artificials, whatever. That's why you either go into the doctor or you're coming back from the doctor. That's why you go to the druggist and they know you by first name. Because you're wearing out. And I hate to tell you, but you got wrinkles. You're outgrowing your hair. You don't hear good anymore. I'm telling you, I probably say, huh? What? Speak up. But all that's telling us is that this home is not our eternal, long-term home. We've got a better place on the other side. Praise God. Heaven is a place of beauty and splendor. I'm going to tell you, when you talk about streets of gold, gates of pearl, when you talk about the river of life flowing and the tree of life, all in heaven, if I don't make you, you know, kind of have a little bit of jump, you know, bounce in your step, you're sick. I'm just so glad this morning that God loves us, and he loves us so much that he wants us to shun that place called hell, and he wants us to go to that place he's especially prepared for his children, the church. We're the bride that's dressed in white because we've been covered by the blood of the Lamb. Wow. That'll preach. Well, the Bible tells us about our names being recorded and written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. You know, the only ones that's going to go to heaven have got to have their names written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. You know how they do that? They get saved. You know, the Bible says you must be born again. You get saved. And so, if a person is saved, then the moment that they give their life to the Lord, their name gets written down in his book, the Lamb's Book of Life. And brethren, if you come and your name's not there, you're not going in. It's that simple, isn't it? It's the broad road or the narrow road. The narrow road leads to heaven. The broad road leads to hell. Not everyone who saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And the Lord says, I will say unto them, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I do not know you. Do you understand? God knows the heart. And there are a lot of folks that talk a good battle, If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? Many folks talk a good battle, but the Lord knows the heart. He knows if you're saved. He knows if you're living for him. And he's going to take care of you. Now, I want you to know that you've got a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You've got somebody that cares where you're at and what you're going through. You've got somebody that'll lift you up out of the doldrums. You've got somebody that, when you have a need, will supply that need. They may not give you all you want, but he'll supply your needs. I'm here to tell you, heaven is a wonderful place, and we're getting closer. You know, I pray every day. Every day I pray, God, it's a good day for you to come back again. And even so, come quickly. But I also know that there's two ways to get to heaven. Either through the rapture or you die. You lay down the robe of flesh. But you know, immediately when you take that last breath here, the next step will be in heaven. It's just that simple, you know? Just that simple. We're just passing through. We're not here forever, but it's the proving ground to determine where we will spend eternity. It is an opportunity for everybody to make heaven their home. Get off of that broad road. Get on the narrow road that leads to heaven. Will you pray with me?